We will now proceed towards the panoramic terrace behind the town hall. There are two eye-catching figures in the arcades. In 1929, Walter von Ruckteschell used Shell limestone to fashion a contemporary depiction of a mother and child, accompanied by a worker with rolled-up sleeves carrying a hammer. Walter von Ruckteschell came to Dachau with his wife in 1920. He sat on the board of the Dachau Artists Association from 1927 to 1934. His highly problematic role as an apologist for German colonial policy and as an NSDAP member recently came to light and is currently the subject of research. The much smaller reliefs in between were created by the artist Wilhelm Neuhäuser, also using Shell limestone. They portray two small forest animals from the region around Dachau, a weasel and a squirrel. From the parapet of the town hall terrace, we command a view over Munich's gravel plain, while the Mühlbach, the Amper River, and the former Dachau Moors lie below at our feet. Our view sweeps up to the silhouette of Munich. With a little luck and good weather, we can also glimpse the Alpine chain on the horizon, with a prominent Zugspitze further to the right. Let's take a trip 150 years into the past, when all we would see from here is untouched landscape.
The meadows of the moor rest naked beneath the clouds. But strangest of all is the light. Like the sound, this virgin earth imbues the light with a wholeness that is entirely without borders. Something somnolent is draped over the landscape, and the light above plays its magical game. Here I have seen even tropical, deep blue skies of almost menacing luminosity enclosing the whole land. Countless shades of grey in even the most delicate porcelain hues, green clouds, nights that rise yellow yet still illuminate a distant house as white as snow, sunsets in the most improbable of shades, bloody and soft, but always and everywhere this huge dome of light. The moor seems like an enchanted land.
The atmosphere of the Dachau Moor landscape could hardly be described more beautifully than in the words of Eugen Mondt in his book Künstler und Käuze, Aufzeichnungen aus dem Dachau der 20er Jahre, Artists and Oddballs, Notes from Dachau in the 1920s. Would you like to immerse yourself some more in the era when this artist's colony existed? The Dachau Artists' Trail proceeds from here down to the Amper River, through 18 stops, and then back to the Old Town. Whether it's Lovis Corinth, Ludwig Dill, or Paula Wimmer, each stop has a stele, showing paintings like the one here in front of you. They allow you to see the scenery through the eyes of each artist. Just under 6 kilometers in length, it takes around 2 hours to walk the trail. Barrier-free alternatives are also available. There is a small box next to many of the painting steles containing leaflets with information about the route, painting and artists. The leaflets are also available from the Tourist Information Office. Here we see the reproduction of a work by Eduard Schleich the Elder, which reflects in colour what Eugen Mondt described to us earlier in words. But it was not just the magic of the light and the unique landscape with its mercurial moods illuminating the moorlands that attracted droves of plein air painters during the last third of the 19th century. Expansion of the rail network was also helpful, along with the invention of easily transportable tubes of paint. Good accessibility by train via Munich and the affordable prices in the area, whether for beer and snacks or for rent and painting utensils, were among the clear-cut reasons for joining the artist colony in Dachau. Karl Spitzweg and Christian Morgenstern were among the first to discover the town. They were followed by Adolf Hölzel, Ludwig Dill, Arthur Langhammer, Paula Wimmer, Emil Nolde, Lovis Corinth, and many others. Some of them remained in Dachau for the rest of their lives. By the way, you will learn a little more about plein air painting here at the Dachau Picture Gallery stop. Before we move on from the town hall terrace, Our gaze wanders to the left, where we discover a transplanted fortress truce column from 1816, which was once located at Dachau Market. From the 16th century onwards, these fortress truce columns were used to mark out the various jurisdictions. The municipal administration of the Old Market was in charge within the demarcated areas, while the governing bodies appointed by the Wittelsbach sovereigns held sway outside. Now make your way back through the arcades to reach the next stop, the Customs House. The Customs House is the small yellow building on the left of Rathausplatz. The audio plaque is located at the rear. Proceed next to the street corner at Karlsberg to learn more about how arduous the journey to Dachau Market was at the time.